Here comes Monsignor.
Welcome to the JDV Productions Podcast.
Trouble here on the front stretch. One car hard to the outside wall.
Interviews with the biggest stars.
Man, I can't give it up enough to this team, but especially Tommy Baldwin, man. I've had a lot of fun with him over the years, and it's just getting better.
Go behind the scenes. In-depth storytelling. Catch up on all things JDV.
Together, JVD Productions and Josh Mineta.
The JDV Productions Podcast.
Your champion.
Starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the JDV Productions Podcast. My name is Josh Vaneta, CEO and promoter of JDV Productions. Today, my guest is Todd Patnode. Todd is an 8-time champion at Monadnock Speedway, and we are glad to be talking with him today. Todd, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for making the time for us.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. So, I'm learning as I'm kind of coming into Monadnock, but 8-time champion, I know you've been racing there for a while. We've got a big modified audience that listens to the podcast. Just talk about how you got started in racing. I know it wasn't in modifieds originally.
I was not. I started going to the racetrack when I was pretty young with my father, sat in the stands, watched racing, always liked it, wanted to try it. 1990, my brother had a dirt car that he raced at Canaan. He went on vacation and told me to take it out. Didn't go so well. Needless to say, we picked it up with two wreckers and backed the trailer under it. But that's pretty much the next year is when I get into racing.
Got it. And what did you get start? What did you get started racing?
Late model. It was a Camaro.
Okay. And then how long did you were you in that before you moved up into the pro stocks?
So by 92, we were running, because the rules had changed so much for the late models at Monadnock, we were running it as a late model at Monadnock, and we ran it as a pro stock at Glanmont Speedway.
Oh, really? That's interesting. So at one point, that car was, it was legal for both of those divisions, but at two separate tracks.
Correct. It was kind of a step down at Glanmont from what the pro stocks were, but it was a step up from what their late models were. So we just changed the wheels and the tires, and they let us run up there.
So eventually you figured this whole thing out. So it may not have started very good in the first time out. It may have been a double hook, but you got to sort it out and you won your first championship. First of many, obviously. So I'm curious, what are some of the highlights from your career? Like, what are some race wins that stick out? Some moments that you're like, hey, we talk about this all the time over a beer in the garage.
Championship wise, I'd say the first one is definitely the best one, because it was a group of people that had been through all of it with me, with all the wrecks and the crashes. And we used to, when we ran two nights, we used to have the car stripped and on a frame machine from Friday night to go race Saturday night. So the first championship is definitely the one that sticks out the most. As far as races, 2001 was my first 100-lap win down to Monadnock with a pro stock. They offered lap money. I remember we took the lead on lap 13, I think, and led the rest of them. So that one sticks out quite a bit. I had another 100-lap race with a pro stock against Les Hinkley. I tell everybody it's my favorite race that I did not win. He beat us, but we ran side by side for something crazy like 70 laps or something for the lead. So that one always sticks out. The tour races definitely always stick out. I won some MRS races at Monadnock. SBM 125 at Star. Last year, races honoring races, we won at Star. So, yeah, we've had some good races that stick out.
It's amazing. So I've been studying some of the history. Obviously, I've seen your success. I didn't realize when I started studying it, though, that Jerry Marquis also, I mean, I imagine you must have raced against him at some point. And been adding up. But he raced there a lot.
Yeah, he was, I think I might have raced against him for 2 years in the pro stocks.
Okay.
He was kind of at that point, he was running the front of the field. I was hoping to qualify. So I would say we were on the same track, but I didn't really race against him.
Got it. Okay. So your favorite championship is your first one. As far as like what you had to go through, you talk about having it stripped and getting it on the frame machine. I feel like there's a there. I feel like there's more to the story there. So and that's because that's amazing that what you guys did and then got it put back together. So,
well, we just then was still some rough years and we didn't really know what we were doing. We had no real experience around us. It was a bunch of guys that had never gone racing before. And as a driver, I made a lot of mistakes, obviously. I remember one night at Monadnock Speedway, we got into a wreck and I was still strapped in the car, touching my right front tire with my right hand. So, so yeah, we took a lot of wrecks.
Got it. And you guys are obviously local in the community there. Your business is located just a few miles down the street from the racetrack through Swansea Oil. And we're grateful for your support of what we're doing at the track this year. So just tell us a little bit more about what you guys do. What areas do you service up there in Western New Hampshire?
We service pretty much all of Chester County, a couple towns into Sullivan County. We deliver fuel oil. We do repairs, furnace installations, hot water, and stuff like that. So we got a good group of guys that keep everything running around here.
And it's a family affair for you. I think your wife Lisa works in the business as well, right?
Yes, me, my wife, both my daughters work here. So it's definitely family based.
It's awesome. Much like the sport of racing, you know, when we've asked people who have come on the podcast, I actually can't think of one person when I ask the first question of, hey, just tell us how you came into the sport. I actually can't think of one guest I've had on in the past year and a half who didn't say, well, I started going to the racetrack with my family. It's just a common theme. So it's cool that you, your family races together and you guys work together. It's fun. So talk a little bit about Todd being local. As I mentioned, just like the place that the Speedway has had through the years, one of the things that's been interesting to me and really cool is that there is, it's a tight knit community, you know, and people look at, seem to look out for each other out there. And you guys all know each other and like, just talk about how the track has kind of been a place for the community out there.
Well, I mean, the track's done a lot, I think, for the community. I know they have let the boot drive go down to the Speedway a lot, which helps out in the community and I'm sure surrounding areas. You know, gives a place for a lot of locals who otherwise wouldn't have nothing to do in this area to go down and see each other and hang out and watch the racing. So, you know, I think that's all been really good and important to the community over the years.
Yeah. One of the things that I think that we've heard through some of the surveys and so, you know, just in the conversations is the engagement with the drivers is something that's really important. When I was at Thompson, there were opportunities for drivers and fans to engage, but it wasn't something the fans were really kind of asking us for regularly. And here, that interaction piece seems to be something that's really important to the community. Has it always been that way?
Yes, as long as I can remember. I mean, it just seemed like I've lived in this area my whole life, so it seems like we know a lot of people that go to the racetrack weekly, so you see them out here and there, and they talk about racing and different stuff like that.
Cool. What's your favorite Monadnock Speedway memory?
I would say have to be within the last couple of years when my daughters both tried out racing in the Pure Stocks. So, I mean, that stands out there. Obviously, certain race wins will always stand out there, but it was pretty great. They had asked about racing for quite a few years, and we finally gave them the opportunity to try it. It wasn't their thing, but it was good. They got to try it.
So do they still come to the track with you and Lisa when you guys are racing?
Yes, not as much as they used to, but they still go.
Well, I think they're starting... Sounds like they're starting their own lives. I think Lisa said you guys have got a wedding coming up or something like that.
Yep. Our oldest gets married this year and our youngest got married last year.
Cool. So that's cool that they're doing that. And that's fun. So did they try it for like multiple events or did they try it once and go, you know, okay, This box has been checked. Dad, I'm glad you do it. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Brittany tried it for two races. Brianna, I think, probably had four or five, but it just wasn't something that appealed that much to them. So on that end of it, they like racing. I mean, they like racing, going to the races. So they just didn't like actual being out in the cars.
I totally relate to that. I mean, you know, my story is similar. My brother started racing before I did. He's about 3.5 years younger than I am. And he decided he wanted to race. So he went and raced at Sugar Hill Speedway when it was open in Ware. And he was doing it. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And I was around like helping and hanging out on the weekends. I was in college at the time. And I finally said to my dad, I said, hey, look, I think I want to try this. And I did. And I hated it. I hated every minute of it. I hated the feeling of being out of control. I hated the fact that somebody could like wreck my day who was like right next to me. You know, I like, ironically, like being inside the car with the engine, even though I'll sit and watch 25 or 30 modifieds race of an ADNOC, and it doesn't bother me that I didn't like the noise. Like, I mean, there was so much of it that as a participant, I couldn't stand. So here I am on the side of it now.
Yep. I think being in the car when I'm at the racetrack is probably the most relaxing place for me, is actually in the car.
Yeah. And everyone says that. I remember from the days when you were racing with MRS, when I was an official, going back a while now, but you know, I remember like walking by your car and you were just kind of like chilling out. You know, I remember certain drivers who would take naps, like they'd get in the car early and they'd be sitting there and like, they'd literally be asleep. And it was I'm like, wow, that's, like, you know, everyone kind of gets ready for the game differently. But when, you know, you guys go out there, and I've talked to a lot of drivers, much like you, that inside of that car, while for me it was like a disaster, it's a peaceful place.
Yes. Yeah, very peaceful, actually.
That's so cool. That's so cool. That's fun. I love that. So obviously there's a lot going on at the track. Norm and Shirley have made an enormous investment in repaving the facility. We announced recently the bathrooms are being completely renovated, and they should be open for the time that we begin the season on April 20th with the JDB Open. As you think about being around the track, growing up in the local community, you just shared that with us. What are you most optimistic about for the future of the racetrack?
I'm really enjoying sitting back, watching all the improvements to the track that everybody has done and continues to do. And I'm pretty excited to see the car counts climb again and bring the racing back to what I remember it being back in the 70s and 80s when I was a kid down there watching.
Yeah, so, it's exciting. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Nope. So I'm excited to see the growth of the track as the improvements come back into it.
Yeah, I think it's all happening like at the same time, which I think is super exciting. You know, the renovations, like the kind of new enthusiasm for the track, because I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, we've got a strong promotional plan that people have been seeing since basically October on, you know, communicating and promoting the drivers and those types of things that we hope will continue to elevate. We're making a lot of inroads in the local community. With local businesses like yours and others, because that's important to us because of how strong the ties are in the community. And I think that's exciting. And I do think you're going to see a big lift in car count. I think you're right. I think the modifieds will have a few more cars every event. I think the biggest lift you'll see, at least this year, will be the Super Streets for sure. I think they'll probably average 4 to 6 more. And the Pure Stocks were already really good. It's something we can build on and hold in the mini. So yeah, I think it's fun, and it'll be fun to see you there. So when will we see you on the new pavement?
The way our schedules landed this year, I'm not sure if we're going to make it down there this year. The open modified race that we had planned on going to, we had already scheduled a trip right on the same week, unfortunately. So not that I would normally hope for rain at a racetrack, but I hope that weekend rains out so you have to reschedule it.
Well, if it does, I hope it is a monsoon, so I don't have to make the same decision I had to make last year. I don't want to be racing at 11 o'clock at night in 40 degrees with 200 people in the grandstand. But for your sake and getting to race at your home track on the new asphalt and the open modifieds, you know, maybe that maybe that's a concession we could make or something, but cool. Well, Todd, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on the podcast. I really appreciate it. It's great to have somebody with the incredible success you've had over the course of your career. And hopefully you'll find a way in your schedule, or things might change where we'll be able to see the new pavement. I know certainly we'll see you guys there supporting the track though during the course of the season.
Oh yes, we'll be down there.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. It's my pleasure. This is 8-time Monadnock Speedway champion Todd Patnode joining us today. You can tune back in next week for another episode of the JDV Productions podcast. For more information about JDV Productions, you can visit our website, jdvproductions.com, or you can visit the monadnockspeedway.com for more information about the racetrack. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you next week.